We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Tesamon Beis, and we are starting a brand new Mishnah on top of Daf Mem Tesamon Beis. Zok the Mishnah. We mentioned this Mishnah on Amud Aleph, talking about Asherah tree. Not all men are Eitzim. You took off Eitzim off the tree. Asurim Bahano. You're not allowed to use this Eitzim from Asherah tree. Hisik Be'em Esatanor. If you warmed up an oven with it, Imchadosh, if it's a new oven which has strengthened the clay oven, Yutas, you have to break it. Can't have Hano from Avodah Zarah. Vim Yashon, if it's old, Yutzan. Then you're not getting hana. The oven itself is not physically getting hana from the heat, but you can't use it for the baked bacon. You have to wait till it cools off. Other by is the pasuk. See, he did it. But the avet asura by hana. The pasuk is by hana. Why? Because the mishnah holds zev is that gerim is also nisarva ba acheros kulam asura is by hana. If it gets mixed with other ones, this roll, it's also by hana. Rabbi Eliezer Imer yoylich hana liyam melech. You have an etza. You take the money and you throw liyam melech, then I can use it. Amur lawyer, one said, "Ain pidyon lavayis chav." Those are things being paid, redeeming avodah zarah. It's also ana. It's not having it's maskana. He holds like that. He holds that. So he says, "Am I benefiting from the avodah zarah?" I want to roll here. I have to pay for it. So I can't. If I take the money that the value of the avodah zarah of this chal is also bahana. Let's say a chal is worth $10. I take $10. I throw liyam melech. Now I lost money. I didn't gain any money. I didn't gain anything from avodah zarah. What? You can do any avodah zarah. You can do it. It sounds like, and we'll see in the Gemara about this. But it sounds like any avodah zarah could do it. And Lemaisa was saying is that's what Rabbanan is saying back. In pidyon lavayis chavim. We'll see. There are cases that everyone agrees you could do it. We'll speak out in the way you see the Gemara. Not the men of karkor. Let's say you took off a branch and you turned it into a weaver's pick. That's what a karkar is, some type of pick that they use to straighten the warp of the loom and this type of tool. So he made a tool out of it. It's similar to making a firewood out of it. We'll see what the tricha says. Not all men a karkar, also bahano. It's also bahano. Or it's a baguette. Let's say you use it to weave a baguette. So also bahano. It's also bahano. Nisar ba'achirim ba'achirim ba'achirim. Let's say you got mixed up with other ones, other picks, and then that with other ones. Kul masurim no los bahano. Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, you other hanol yam melech. Let the hanol go, yam melech. Amr loy, the chum said back, no, ain't pidyon lavayis chavim. You can't redeem lavayis chavim. The zakta gemara of a tzricha. You need both these cases. The yashvi and kamaisa, if you say the first case, but come Rabbi Eliezer, dear Rabbi Eliezer, behold, they could do pidyon why. From the indica gomra, pass, kol yasur. The maisa there, the time you bake your pass, the iser is gone already, it's burnt up. So maybe it's not so chumr. Of a karkar, the isil asur beina, it's still mamish ben. The asher tree is still mamish right here. A moitler rabban, maybe moitler rabban. That's also you can't do pidyon. Vias bin a karkar, maybe behal kam rabban. That's what rabbanon say that you can't do pidyon. Of a pass, a moitler, maybe there by pass where it's kolay asura, moitler rabbi yezah. Maybe it's moitler rabbi yezah. Tzricho. We need both cases of the mishnah. Amar avchia berei the rabba barachmeni. Amar avchia stom aziri. Halacha karabbi yezah. The pass like rabbi yezah that you can have pidyon. Here it's Omer Rav Chista, Omeli Abba Baruch Chista, Halkam Azir, Halakha Rav Eliezer. We pass can like Rav Eliezer. Omer Rav Ada Bahava, Loy Shonos. This is what we qualify, what you ask for. So we're going to qualify it right here. Omer Rav Ada Bahava, Loy Shonos, La Pass. Ava Chavos Loy. First man, the Emma says, only by pass, because the Isser is not Minkar inside the pass, therefore you could do pidyon. But a chavis of Yayin Nesach, they got mixed up with other chavis of Heter, they're all asa bahana. And there's no takana to throw the value into the Yam HaMelech. That you can't do. Now, Rashi does speak out that there still is an eitz like that. Let's say you have 10 barrels of Yayin Nesach. One of them is Yayin Nesach. So 10 barrels of wine. One of them is Yayin Nesach, 9 to 1. One of them is Yayin Nesach, so you can't use all of them. So the Shalos, could you throw away some the value of the Chavis into the Yam HaMelech and then drink all 10? Zok Tvan Yama, no, because this is Yayin Nesach Mamish. You can't do that. So what is the Eitzah? There is the Eitzah. What you do is you take all 10 barrels, you sell it to a Goy, and you only charge the Goy for 9. In such a case, it would be Mutter. Because here you had zero benefit from that Chavis. In the case you do pidyon,
an eight tray of paint to dock for $50 was an eight tray of $50.
Oh, that's right. That's Rabbi Eliezer. That's a good cash. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Holds pidyon.
But why did they go up
there? Right. That's a good cash. Because only it's an anah. That's right. That's only it's an anah. It's not tray. It's not mechal surah. It's only it's an anah. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer Rabban. That's very good. But what we're trying to say, what's the case that everyone would agree? Everyone would agree is you take the whole 10, give it to a guy, and only charge him for 9. Here, in such a case, you're having 0 shaychus one-off from the Avodah Zarah one. You're not using it, you're not drinking it, and you're not getting money for it. Therefore, we know prab. That would be a kuliyama mutter to do. So now, back to our Gemara, I'll rather allow you to the pass. Av a chavis, you can't do this pidyon. You only can do the case we just said, you sold everything. Rav Chisda Amar, I feel a chavis mutaris. He holds even a chavis is mutter, you could fear of the Eliezer, pass Rav Eliezer, we said before. And so even fear of the Eliezer, even in this case, you could do it, even by a chavis mamish, you could do it. And the more brings a story. Who gave this arv the chavit the yainesa of a chamre, a barrel of yainesa mixed up into this olive wine. Also, Kameh, Rav Chisda Amar, he said, Shkol arv zuzi, take four zuz. Shtibanara, throw into the water, Menishvilach, and we mutter to you because he holds, like the Maniyamo, like Rav Chisda himself holds, that Chavis itself has the same Hana, the same halacha of Rav Eliezer, that you could throw Hanasa Eliyam Melech. And therefore we mutter Hana either to sell it, each one by itself, or to wash something it, or to give it to Avezar. Now there's no tzad, you could drink it itself. Like you ask, how can you drink it? There's no heter to drink the wine itself. It's not handling now. Well, no one's saying to drink the wine itself because that's hanah batsam. That is hanah. It doesn't help to eat get a hanah. That's called hanah. Well, what saying is you like this. You use it for laundry detergent. If I take the money of it and throw it to Yamelech, I didn't gain anything from losing for laundry detergent. Or if I sell it to a guy and the guy gives me back $50. If I take that $50 and throw it into the Yamelech, I didn't gain anything. That's what Rebbe is talking about. No one said you could actually drink the wine. There's no one said that. You can't actually drink the wine. I don't know if that was clear. That's what you asked. It's hanah. It's matter b'hanah. Now drinking is always the hanah is the wine. So that's not going to help you throwing money away because you're still drinking the wine. The whole shaila is like this. Could I still use the wine and throw away the money? How would I use the wine? Either by doing kvisa with it, or selling it, or to give it to my worker, the guy. Those are three choices I could do with it. And just throw away the value, instead of having to buy wine, throw that to Yad HaMelech. A case where Lekuliyam is mutter, if I sell the whole bunch to a guy and get back less money, that's Pashas mutter. So that's the shail over here, and that's what Rav Chisda is saying, that we pass Rav Eliezer, and we even pass like that by a chamre of Yain Nesach. Good? Any questions? Yeah, Klar, the Hagdori with the Hano? You hear that? Don't know? Good. So, the Gemara. Ketzamavatla. Yeah, right, the next Mishnah. Ketzamavatla. Hey, Yimavatla Asherah tree. We have a whole parak of Asherah trees here. Hey, Yimavatla Asherah tree. Kirsaim Vizorid. If you cracked off something, kirsa means you cracked off small little splinters and from the Elon, and you took it for yourself for to burn it, to make firewood, or zered, which means those are the fresh branches you took off, notlmena, or notlmena makel, you took off a stick, a sharbet, there's a different type of stick. Afilu ala, even a leaf, harezer betela. That's bittul. If you go over to the tree, a guy goes over to the tree and breaks off something for his own use, and he says, "I want to vatal the asherah tree with this," it's bittul because it's a mice in the tree, and I did a mice in the tree and I was vatal it. Shifa letzarcha, but if you shaved off wood shavings to make the tree better, letzarcha for the tree's sake, asura. You did not make a bittul on the tree. Shaloi letzarcha, if it's not for the tree's sake, mutaris, then it's mutaris. So then it's mutter because that's called a bittul. Because if you own good, that's bittul.
What's the last line
adding? Huh? It's just saying that when you take off shifa, shifa means you shave it off. When you shave it off, so you should know from other things. Economy, very clear. Shlo tzarcha is mutaris. Now the Gemara wants to know oisin shafoim. What about the shavings itself? Matelim. What's the halacha of the shavings itself? We had a little bit of halachas before in the Gemara about that. Already, we'll see it again here. Pliga bar Rav Huna. One holds those shavings are mutter, one holds also. And Maisa, we're going to see, Tanya Kamanti Omar, first the Brisa, when there was his Matarim, down to the Brisa, we looked this before. If a guy goes over to a tree and shaves off shavings for his own good, he needs it for his splinters. He, v'shafer mutarim. Not only is the tree mutter, the shavings are mutter, everything's mutter. L'tzarcha, if he does it for the tree itself, he has surah. It's not called a biltel, he did it for the tree. But v'shafer mutarim. Still, the shafer, the shavings are mutter. Like the man yomah before says mutter. The Yisrael, Shiva Yisrael, Melech Tzarchah, Melech Tzarchah, Yiva Shiva Asurim. A Yisrael that shaved off a Asherah tree does nothing, because a Yisrael, we know already, cannot be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Itmar. Avodah Zarah, we started the parak with Nishbar Melech, we're ending the parak with Nishbar Melech. Itmar. And the two sugars are Tali Zavazah. Itmar. Avodah Zarah, Shinishdabra. Avodah Zarah that broke Melech. Avodah Zarah fell apart. Rav Omar Tzarch Levatel Kol Kisim Mekisim. That that it broke is nothing, and you want to, it still has shame of Avodah Zarah. You have to go over to, it broke it to a bunch of smithereens. You have to go over to every smithereen and be mevatel it. Meshmul Amar Avodah Zarah Ein Abetela Elach Derech Dilasa. Avodah Zarah only becomes bottle the way it grows. Great thing. Wow, what are you talking about? That would sound like, you know, only thing that's bottle if leaves fall off by itself. What do you mean? Adrava Derech Dilasa Mi Mevatel. It's not bottle that way. Which means it only needs bittul when it's still upright. But if it falls apart, then it doesn't need a bittul. But then we had the stavara before. If it couldn't protect itself, then it can't protect you either. And that's a bittul. I freaked Rashi Shmuel before. Here it sounds like Shmuel says, Shmuel's saying over here that it's a bittul when it falls apart. I, Shmuel, said before on Daf Mem Aleph that even broken pieces of Yishchavim are. I'll tell you the Rashi Kasha in a second. So, like upon him, right now, is saying over here that's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Rav holds. We're learning is that Shmuel says we didn't say Pshat and Machlokes yet. That Shmuel says that you only need bittul when it's still upright. If it falls apart, it does not need bittul. So Zok Tumar Lein Bal Kvifki. Maybe this is the Machlokes. The Marasava Oivdim L'Shvarim or Marasava Ein Oivdim L'Shvarim. Let's say this is the Machlokes that one man the Yoma says Oivdim L'Shvarim and one man the Yoma says Ein Oivdim L'Shvarim. What's the big Machlokes? Rav and Shmuel. Maybe the Machlokes is do people worship pieces of Avodah Zarah? May I ask the Machlokes? Or no, it's not the Machlokes. The Kuli Amo Oivdim L'Shvarim. The Ischam Musig that people will worship pieces of Avodah Zarah. So what's the Machlokes over here? Here it's so small the pieces. Maybe here is worse. So here Rashi asks his kasha. So what I was saying, both Rav and Shmuel hold oivdim l'shvarim that you do worship pieces. The machlokes is small pieces. So Rashi asks, I Shmuel before says that shvarim amutarim. If you find shvarim somewhere, it's mutter. And here we're saying kulam oivdim l'shvarim, and for Rashi that over there with choshed the goy smashed it. That's why when you find smashed of avodah zarah, a pi roi it didn't happen by itself. Things don't happen by itself. It must have been a goy smashed it, and therefore there it's mutter. But here it happened by itself. So since it happened by itself, l'kuliyama oivdim l'shvarim, because they don't hold the stabra that helps. And the machlekes says shivri shvarim. What's the halacha? Could be there since people are not even shivri shvarim. So then that the whole avodah zarah disintegrates. But boy is saying the kulam is shvari shvarim mutar. So what's the machlekes here? Halacha, but avodah zarah is a chulius. Here we're talking about avodah zarah that was the small pieces, but it was able to be put back together. Over head shiochel achzira kumiflegi. Ma'asav akivin the head shiochel achzira loy batla. Since the head could put it back together, it's not batla. So the chalik is like this. We have here something that you can put back together. So one man name holds, since a head you can put it back together, so it's not bottle because the mice, it's normal, it fell apart. It's what's the problem? The other man the almost holds that a chavim that nishtabra only is bet bittul only if the ikker of avodah zarah is still around. For example, let's say leaves falling off. That's derech dilasa. In such a case, since the ikker of avodah zarah is still here, so therefore it's aser because that's derech dilasa. That's the orche every year that happens. But here it's not. Even though it was made out of parts and can put it together, it's not normal for it to be broken into pieces. It must have got broken to pieces, and therefore it's bottle. Well, Marisol is reading inside, and any of his chavim betel el derech gedilasa. The hain orche, that's normal. Halav gedilasa he, but eha this with barachul is lav gedilasa. It's not the way it's supposed to be. Vein tzricha levat doesn't need betel. That's pshat in the mandi yama mutu. Mandi yama holds aser, which is rav holds since it's still can be put back together. It's not a betel. According to Shmuel, it is a bittul because this is that this thing is all fell apart. It's not a normal thing of a zara to be broken to pieces, even though it could be back together. And therefore, avada it's bittul. Hadin alach perakalat slomim for those that finished it. Bli neder. So now we really should start the new parak because we're getting behind, and we have so we'll start the new parak. Make aschal on the new parak. The next parak talks about the avodah zara called the markulis. The makulis is a vayzara of stones. A pile of stones is a vayzara makulis. Not only was the vayzara made as a pile of stones, which the normal way a makulis looked, it started off with like two stones and a one stone on top of the two. Like a little bit of a tower, a tiny tower. Two stones with a stone on top of it. And then the way they worshipped it, by throwing more stones on the pile, they made the pile bigger and bigger and bigger. And all those stones are a vayzara mamish. They're part of the vayzara. So zok the mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer. You're walking down the street and find, you know, walking down the street, you see on the side of the road, Shalish Avaram Zu Bitsazu, Bitsad Makulis. You find next to Makulis three stones side by side. Asura is also. But Vishtayim is Mutaris. Two are Mutu. Have to see why. What's Pshat? Three are also and two is Mutu. Vachamayimir, no. Shaniris Imai, if it looks like it fell off the Makulis, Asuras. Vishayniris Imai, if it does not look like it came from the Makulis, then it's Mutaris. Depends. The Gemara obviously has to explain this. Machlokes, the Gemara will explain about Riches. So, Machlokes, Shmuel, Chamim, if you find stones, what's the halacha? Shmuel says it's telling three and two. Chamim says it's telling Neres Imai, not Neres Imai. Zot the Gemara. Bishon Rabbanon, it's very easy to understand. Kesavar, Oivdin, Lishvarim. Rabbanon hold that if the Etzel of Ezar is still around and there's rocks that fell off it, you still worship those shvarim, and therefore it's avodah zarah. So nearest imai, if it looks like it came from it, the ikal meimar minei nafal fell off the makulis asuras. It's also she'ain nearest imai. If it's not next to the makulis and does not look like it fell from there, then mutaris. So we understand rabbanon. Very simple. If it looks like it fell off, it's also. If it does not look off, it's mutar. El Rabbi Shmuel, Micah, so there's a small hole. If he holds that you worship pieces, I feel tired to not be litzah, even two should be asa. And Tosfos speaks that even one should be asa. Just this Mishnah two is mutter, that's what he asks on two. Even one should be asa. He ain't oivdim shvarim, then I feel tlas nami loy. If you don't worship shvarim, even three should be mutter. What's going on here? Like this. But you do ask Noshim Menu de Bakal Asuras. If you know it fell off, you saw it falling off the Makulis, no questions asked, it's awesome. But Phil Mandeva ain't Oivdim Lashvarim, even if you hold, usually they ain't Oivdim to broken pieces, Hanimila Voskavim Lavan Urcha, there's only Avar Zara, which is not normal. Avahacha de Mekara Tvuri Matver, it never is glued together. It's a normal thing. The stones fall off the Makulis, Hainu Urchi. That's for sure part of the Avar Zara, not even a Shaila. It's not Mechabaros, never was Mechabaros. So that's for sure. Nashru kulam asa. What's the machlekes? Keep leaking with stumble. We don't know a fellow. Now in that is what machlekes. Zok the gemara on top of the number aleph. Mekarava is nami diklameima nafal. By if it's within one amma or a half amma, Rashi says that you know a fellow from it. Divakal asuras. It's awesome. Everyone agrees. No machlekes. Keep leaking with chakais. The machlekes is from one amma to four ammas. And those last three ammas. What's the halacha? That's the Machlokes. We'll explain the Machlokes in a second, momentarily. But first, Mara asks, but Tzad Makulis Tani, how can you say that it's further away more than Amma? It says you found the Tzad Makulis. So that the Gemara answers, my Tzad, it's not Abamas. Within the Abamas today, which is considered the Mokum of a place, that's fine. It's still called Tzad. So what's the Machlokes? Remember, if it's within one Amma or a half Amma, it's also, because you know it fell off. Or you see it fall off for sure, it's also. Here, one Amma to four Amma is Machlokes. What's the Machlokes and what's Tzad Rabbi Shmuel? So according to Rabbanon, it's mutter. You know why? Because it's merchakas. It didn't fall from the merkulis. But Rabbi Shmuel, what's found Rabbi Shmuel? So Rabbi Shmuel saw oisim merkulis kotam misam merkulis gadol. It's very normal to make a small merkulis next to the big merkulis. So God shalosh to diamond merkulis three, which is diamond merkulis. We said the ikar merkulis is two stones with a stone on top of it. Here you have three, so it's diamond merkulis asuras. Shtayim, which is not a merkulis, mutter. You don't make a small makulis next to the makulis gadol. Lois no shalois v'shastayim niris imay. If it's close within one amma, surais she niris imay mutaris. If it's not within one amma, it's mutter. So very klar machlekes. The case of our mishnah is one amma to four ammas away, and because more than four ammas, it seems like you wouldn't make a makulis katan either. So one to four amas away, according to Rabbanan, those things making a small makulis. So here it's not from the makulis. It's too far to be from the makulis itself. Therefore, it's mutter. Rabbi Shmuel says it depends. If you have three, I'm scared it's makulis katan. If it's two, not. And that's the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel the Rabbanan. And the Gemara is still going to discuss it and change it a little bit, tweak this machlekes a little bit. Metz Hashem, next year we'll start from Omar Mar.